WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A current and former member of the Bryan City Council both thought they had found a windfall to spend on capital improvement projects.
According to page 19 of the FY15 budget, on the bottom right-hand corner, 9/30/2015
shows $91 million surplus at the end of the year.
City Manager Keene Register told Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland that about 70% of what they found is held in reserve to maintain a higher bond rating.
They would downgrade every bond that we have. If you don't believe me, which apparently you don't, I can bring in our financial advisor and have him discuss if you spend the entire $91 million out of all 22 funds in the city of Bryan, what will happen.
Following a lengthy discussion, the council unanimously agreed to wait until the audit of last year's budget is complete to know how much money is available. Last week in the Houston suburb of League City, the city manager denied the request of two city council members to get a discount on the city's purchase of ammunition through the police department. In Bryan and College Station, city officials say council members have not engaged in similar conduct.
In Bryan, City Secretary Mary Lynn Stronda says they never had a situation like League City, where she described it as misuse of official capacity. In College Station, Communications Director Jay Sokol says those working in the city's purchasing office is not aware of any instances that's happened. Also, College Station's internal fraud hotline has had no anonymous reports. And the city's internal auditor says the risk is low considering the practices and controls that are in place. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department reports a two-year investigation of illegal fishing on the Brazos River outside of Hearn has led to a pair of arrests. The unidentified anglers were charged with possessing electronic shocking devices within a half mile of public water. The pair were among seven stopped by game wardens from Robertson and Brazos counties. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, which closed after new abortion regulations were passed, has been sold to a faith-based nonprofit. Tracy Frank of Hope Pregnancy Center of the Brazos Valley says they received calls about acquiring the building after Planned Parenthood left in August of last year.
So we prayed and the board sought God's leading on it, and we started soliciting funds very quietly. And raised at that point about half of what we thought we might need.
Iron gates and a stone fence around the property will come down as the center opens an STD clinic next January. There's another week to go before Congress returns to Washington. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there are several things to get done before they leave again December 11th.
We've got a bunch of tax extenders that actually expired the end of last year. Things like Section 179 that's very important to our small businesses and to our farmers. And that needs to be renewed through December of this year.
Also on the agenda is another budget extension and addressing the ISIS terrorist group. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 55 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, place 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer. Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
So you say you're too busy to work out. You've got kids. You've got a significant other. You've got a job. You're just too busy. Let me ask you a question. Do you have 2 hours a week? Now, you by yourself, probably not so much in 2 hours a week, but you plus a personal trainer, you plus Ashley Bergen of Fit You can take those 2 hours a week and improve the quality of your life, lose the weight you've been wanting to lose, and just feel better about yourself. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, and the weather is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be rehashing that Aggie win over Saturday in football, by the way. Also, Aggie volleyball and Aggie soccer, both getting things done. Aggie volleyball was on the court this past weekend. Aggie soccer will be on the field this upcoming week, as well as some NFL football, all that more coming up in sports.
They play their first round, soccer plays their first round game, what, Wednesday?
Well, it's not even the first round because they get a bye.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So they're going to start in the quarterfinals.
Because they are the champions.
The champs.
As for the rest of your weather, we're looking at 90% humidity. Winds out of the east at 5, and it is 55. Now at News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, as promised, the story that you missed, Zach. Now, granted, it was from Division 3 and Mount St. Joseph's. I'd never heard of it either, but this is a really neat story. The first basket of the 2014-15 college basketball season went to Lauren Hill of Division III Mount St. Joseph's. Hill, a freshman with inoperable brain cancer, took a pass in the post and hit the left-handed layup with 17 seconds into Sunday's game against Hiram College. NCAA allowed the school to move the game up 2 weeks so that she would be healthy enough to play. In September, the doctors told her she only had a few months to live. Mount St. Joseph's won 66-55 by the time the game tipped off. 10,000 people had entered the stands at Xavier University to see her play.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Typically, Mount St. Joe's draws about 100.
Yeah.
And they had 10,000. Xavier University offered the UC the arena, and the employees volunteered their time for the game.
Yeah, I saw that story on my news feed on my Facebook page. SportsCenter put something on it.
I thought that was really cool.
That is really cool. That's one of those deals you don't hear. You know, you hear a bunch of the bad stuff in sports a lot of times, but it's great to see the good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely it is, and especially with what's been going on as of late, even here, with Mr. Hill not being able to play and all.
Yeah. Well. One of those deals. Well, initially, and you were there in the press conference as well after the game, he won the job before the suspension came to light. So he won it in practice, and even if Kenny Hill had not been suspended, it would have been Kyle Allen going on Saturday.
Because they told him what, on Wednesday?
Right, yeah, something like, or Thursday morning,
and
I think.
Notification of suspension went out Thursday night into Friday morning.
Yeah.
All right, football aside, how about robbing a bank? Robbing a Subway because you didn't lose weight. I don't know if you heard this or not. It was in the Wall Street Journal this morning. 18-year-old Zachary Torrance of Alabama was arrested last week for robbing four different Subway locations in 4 days. And when the cops finally tracked him down, he said the reason he did it was because he tried the Jarrett diet and it didn't work. He was upset and he wanted his money back.
He was probably just hungry based off of what the Jarrett diet actually was.
Is it bad that I was thinking like a Subway train?
No, I'm sorry. Not at all.
I'm way out in left field this morning.
That's what I thought too.
Okay. All right.
I did that on purpose.
You trickster.
In case you'd forgotten, Gerald Fogle's the kid that lost all the weight eating just the Subway diet.
A 6-inch sandwich,
right,
split in half over two meals.
Right.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And he was walking there from, right?
I think that is correct. He's been in like 17 billion commercials since it all started. Zachary, the guy that did the Robin of the Subways, charged with first-degree felony robbery, about 6 feet, 200 pounds. So I'm not exactly sure why he was trying to lose so much weight.
I mean, yeah.
Because 6 foot, 200 is big, but that's not awful.
Yeah, it's not like obese.
Everybody has their own health ideas, but I just found that one.
Maybe he just wanted to tone up a little bit. Never know.
Speaking of robbing, so on Halloween, a guy walks into a bank. I know it sounds like a joke.
Yeah,
it does.
He's dressed as a construction worker. They don't know if he was a real construction worker or if it was a Halloween costume, which is causing New York City police officers all the more trouble. Walked into a Chase Bank branch in Manhattan, slipped the teller a note, didn't have a weapon that they could see, but said, "Give me the money." They did. His construction outfit featured yellow hard hat, orange reflector vest, blue jumpsuit, and white gloves. They're assuming it's a Halloween costume.
I was going to say.
So are the rest of the village people waiting in the getaway car?
Very nice. Very, very. Police really are trying to track him down. They have no idea, though. Because they don't know if he was really a construction worker.
Well, it just sounds so stereotypical.
They not see his face?
Well, if you've been to New York, half the people walking around look like a construction worker, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
You can't walk under a building that doesn't have some kind of scaffolding on it.
If he wasn't catcalling women, he wasn't a construction worker.
Best example of that, by the way, is what Ghostbusters, when they're, I think it's the second one, when they're like down in the sewer or whatever, and they have to act like they're construction workers, and Bill Murray just does that whole bit where he's, we're working here. So I don't know.
That was a pretty good one.
7:18 now, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. And Rush Limbaugh is brought to you by Jason Byinski.
Howdy. My name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
A week before the midterm elections, Karen Tumulty wrote a Washington Post column titled, "Can Democrats Hold the Senate by Running Away from Obama and Their Own Records?" Ms. Tumulty reports Senate Democrats distancing themselves from Obama has become a source of friction with the White House. David Axelrod says it's not an effective strategy for these Democrats to run against Obama since they haven't opposed him. Understandably, he says Obama and his team are a little frustrated with Democrats claiming a distance from Obama that really doesn't exist. The article singles out Colorado Senator Mark Udall, who claims that he's the last person the White House wants to see. But he voted with Obama 99% of the time. Alaska's Mark Begich, who claims to be a thorn in Obama's butt. He voted for Obama policies 98% of the time. But the Democrat most scorned is Allison Grimes of Kentucky, who still won't even admit she voted for Obama, though she was a Democrat state delegate in both presidential elections. So here is the bottom line. They can run and they can try to hide, but Obama wants them and you to know that these Democrats voted with him and they're just as responsible as he is for the condition the country's in today. He doesn't appreciate them trying to treat him like yesterday's garbage. And he's right about one thing. You vote Democrat and you are voting for Obama. Period. It's that simple. It's going to happen to somebody else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn someone racked up $15,000 on his credit card and bought a timeshare in his name. This prompted Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in theft protection. And since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. The new LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Protect yourself now. Visit LifeLock.com/rush or call and use promo code RUSH and save 10%. The number is 1-800-440-2810. That's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, your forecast. Sunny skies today. We're looking at 77 for the high. Cloudy tonight, down to 65. We do pick up a 50% chance of some thunderstorms. Pretty good thunderstorms, as a matter of fact. And 80 tomorrow as a cold front rolls through. It'll start dropping the temperatures through the day. We may see some heavy rain then over through the overnight into Wednesday. And more heavy rain on Wednesday with a 60% chance of it. And 64. It is 55 here at News Talk 1620, WTAW. And a dream come true in Maryland. At least maybe a cartoon dream. You've probably seen this in any number of Lucille Ball-esque sitcoms.
The merry old land of Maryland.
Indeed. An armored truck stopped traffic because one of the doors just popped open.
Whoop.
And money started to come out.
Yeah.
Apparently backed traffic up for miles as people were hopping out to
help them collect it and put it back in the truck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dollar bills, y'all.
You remember the NASA thing where they wanted to know if you could go to Mars?
If you, well, yeah.
You signed up for Mars? Over 1 million people have signed up.
I can't. Come on. Some of them have to be just, no. Hopefully they call all of them because I guarantee there's not that many who really want to go.
You don't want to go to Mars?
It's a one-way trip.
Oh. Oh.
There are people I'd like to put on it.
We could start
we'll volunteer some people.
News talk station of Mars. We could go.
You have to talk really loud.
Yeah.
And
have to have a really strong signal.
A new report says each year 54,000 Americans do this while at work. Any ideas?
Facebook.
Nope.
54,000?
Yeah, just 54,000.
Oh, so yeah, definitely not Facebook.
Oh, yeah, it's more
maybe
than that.
54 million. I don't know.
They pass. 54 people.
Oh.
54,000 people.
Expire?
Die at work.
Whoa.
And not like work related. They just.
Yeah, sure. That's
creepy.
Unnerving.
Google's been fined over $2,000 for violating a woman's privacy with Google Street View. She was sitting out on the front stoop, apparently leaned over a little too far.
Huh?
And I actually saw the picture. It's not horrible, but you could see more cleavage than she was comfortable with. She sued and won.
It's an, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I don't know how. If the reporter's on the sidewalk and you do something silly in the background, that's roughly the equivalent.
I agree, but she won $2,000.
Well, it's only $2,000, but.
$2,000 from Google? I scoff at that. Get out of here.
This holiday season, instead of hiring extra humans, Lowe's Home Improvement Store in San Jose, California, are using customer service robots. That will roam the floor answering customer questions.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Good morning. Welcome. Can I help you?
I don't know, man. I'm weird today. I don't know what to do.
The good news is if the robots break down, they won't have to go far for parts.
Where is it? See, it's all about the timing.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the timing.
The timing.
Yes. The timing of things. Anywho, the thing I thought about, my first thought is it runs over your foot and you get sued. Somebody gets sued.
Yeah.
You know, you're minding your own business, going through the nuts and bolts and boom.
Or it starts to attack you. Haven't you seen iRobot?
Yes.
It's a crazy movie, man.
Scary.
You're not allowed to watch movies anymore.
I watch too many. That's my problem.
Scientists have developed a formula that neutralizes any odor from blocked drains, to burnt toast, the smell of burnt coffee that ruminates through an office when somebody leaves it going.
Mm-hmm. Smells like a Yule log.
Now, scientists think there may be a way of stopping that unpleasant aroma. It's a blend of chemical compounds that neutralizes a specific pungent aroma. They have devised a mathematical model that predicts how humans perceive certain smells and think that they could be blocked by creating what they describe as the white noise of something in your nose.
Huh.
Hmm.
So it just kind of overwhelms that.
I just sit there and just squirt Febreze until the can empties, generally.
That's one way of handling
it. Yeah, that's one way of going about it, but.
Customers are more comfortable being tracked online than in stores.
Well, I think most of the time they don't know. Or maybe they just assume.
Or just oblivious to it?
Well, you said more comfortable, so that I assume they're talking about people who know.
Two-thirds of Americans don't care if an online store tracks every single thing they do, but if a brick-and-mortar store does it, nearly half of the shoppers would stop visiting the store completely.
Okay, I can buy that.
Go ahead.
Sorry, that just shows kind of the hypocrisy that comes along with internet stuff and how comfortable people are with sharing all their information on the interwebs, but they wouldn't do it in what they would call real life.
But there's a limitation, too, because, I mean, I'm looking at my computer screen. There's no camera. There's no microphone other than the one in front of me. It's not attached to the computer. And I'm clicking things.
Well, laptops, though, generally will come with those cameras. I mean,
but they're tracking they're tracking what you click and what pages you view. It's a very limited scope. So I could see how I wouldn't want them following me around in the store, finding out where I go.
No, I think that's fair. Hang on just a second. Good morning, WTAW. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, what do you think the robots are going to do in the store?
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, maybe they could make it so they could shelve things.
Thank you for the call, by the way. Yeah, no, you really never can tell if they're developing the ones that turn hamburgers.
Stock boys have gone the way of the dodo. Introduce the robot.
A new survey, by the way, in that same thing we were just talking about with the being tracked online. Americans are unhappy that physical stores are stepping up monitoring of customers using the technology like video cameras, heat sensors, facial recognition, eye tracking. But again, it's okay if they know everything about you online. It's weird.
I'd like them to do neither, but they just want to sell more stuff to you.
Well, some of it's selling. I think some of it's loss prevention.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That was my first thought.
When I did the self-checkout at one of the home improvementatoriums, and I looked up, and I was looking back at myself.
Oh, really?
And it was creepy, but there was a screen and a camera that said, hey, we're just watching what you do here.
Yeah, I usually have that effect on girls,
I couldn't make eye contact with myself because I felt like someone on the other end was looking at a screen. I didn't want to look right in the camera.
Oh,
I'd smile and wave and be silly.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I
make a big presentation out of it.
Comb my hair. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, like go to a gas station or something. You'd sit there and I wave at myself. Nobody else will.
That says a lot. It really does. 729, we'll take your headlines in just a minute.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Another attempt was made at the last Bryan City Council meeting to fund more capital improvement projects. Former Councilman Mike Sutherland and current Councilman Rafael Pena pointed out in the recently approved budget, there's a projected end-of-the-year balance of $91 million.
That $91 million need to be put to some very good use for us before the prices get driven out of sight by the oil industry.
It'd be cheaper to fund the project this year than it would be 5 years down the road.
City Manager Keene Register says $65 million of that is the city's minimum reserve, covering 22 different funds.
So it's not just the general fund. So you're talking about using enterprise funds and every fund available in the city, Brian, and spending every dime available to them, which would take us outside our reserve requirements, which are looked at by the rating agencies. I would suggest we don't do that.
The council unanimously agreed to wait until the audit is complete from last year's budget to determine how much additional money is available. Budget savings and unexpected revenue in recent years provided funding in Bryan for, among other things, more firefighters and police officers. Two city council members in the Houston suburb of League City who wanted to buy ammunition for personal use at a discount through a bulk purchase by the police department had their request denied by the city manager. That type of activity has not taken place in College Station and Bryan, according to city officials.
The chance of that happening in College Station is low, according to Communications Director Jay Sokol. That's based on internal controls and other purchasing department practices adopted in 2008 and updated in 2010. The purchasing office is not aware of any personal discounts that have been given, and the city has an internal fraud hotline that allows abusive practices to be reported anonymously. In Bryan, longtime city secretary Mary Lynn Strada says they've never had a situation like what happened in League City. She says that would be called misuse of official capacity. The Galveston County Daily News reported the police chief offered to include elected officials in the bulk purchase of ammunition before it was denied by the city manager. One council member told the paper she was trying to buy gifts. Another said he wasn't trying to avoid paying taxes, and he sought to remain a responsible gun owner through shooting practice. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A two-year investigation of illegal fishing on the Brazos River resulted in the recent arrests of two men. According to the Parks and Wildlife Department, game wardens from Robertson and Brazos counties found a group of seven fishermen who had just pulled their boat out of the river near Hearn. In addition to finding nine catfish, the game wardens found two fish shocking devices, which led to the arrests of the unidentified men. Closed in August of last year, there is a new owner of the former Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan. Hope Pregnancy Center, a faith-based nonprofit, has purchased the building in what Executive Director Tracy Frank called the culmination of the Joshua Project.
As Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, they came to the Jordan and they sent the spies into the land, and there were a lot of giants. And when we looked at this project, there were a lot of giants. But Joshua said, you know, not to fear, and so he wanted to go in and seize the land, and that's what we've done.
Frank says opening a new STD clinic was an opportunity, quote, to redeem the building and use it in a way that would be life-affirming. A $100,000 fundraising campaign has started to pay off short-term debt and equip the new building. More information is online at partnerwithhope.org. Current services will continue at Hope's present location in College Station. A week from Wednesday, Congress is back in session for about a month. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says leadership elections will take place first.
The other critical issues that we've got to get dealt with during lame duck, pass another funding mechanism to fund the government until December the 11th. We still need to deal with the Islamic State. What we passed before was really just a band-aid. I think Congress needs to take a comprehensive approach to dealing with what's going to be a worldwide terrorist group.
Flores says a bunch of tax extenders important to small business owners and farmers needs to be approved again, along with another federal budget resolution. WTAW News time is 7:34. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Here's City of College Station Council Member John Nichols.
Did you know that if you are putting in a new septic system or replacing or repairing your system, that you need a permit from your local public health department? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on permits for septic systems, food inspections and permits, immunization clinics, water testing, plus much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and happy.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:36, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications this morning.
For today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, breezy. Temperature during this afternoon between 75 and 80. Occasional clouds around for tonight. Low temperature mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of maybe an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures near 80 then. Showers and thunderstorms likely, though, for tomorrow night. Some could be heavy. Upper 50s and showers and thunderstorms and cooler Wednesday in the low to mid-60s. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie football was in action over the weekend, as was Aggie volleyball, and I'll give you some updates on everything as that. And Aggie soccer, of course, is going to be in action this Wednesday at the SEC tournament. And they got a couple of accolades, both coaching and players. I'll tell you all about that. And the NFL was in action yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
For one of those accolades, I know it was old hat. Been there,
yeah,
done that.
Yeah, been there, done that. Last time.
Year, whatever.
Second time. And also in the Big 12, a couple of those to add to the male piece.
So, by the way, if you're keeping track at home, according to a new study, women in Florida, Arkansas, and Nevada wear the highest heels. Women in Nebraska, Kansas, Maine, and Vermont wear the shortest.
Well, Vermont's not that flat. I was like, well, Kansas, okay. Well, they don't want to wear heels. Just,
you know, high heels is high heels. In Santa Cruz, California, there was an arrest made after someone had dressed as a Fox News reporter for Halloween. Someone yelled, "I hate Fox News," and started beating him with their tennis racket, I assume, part of the costume. I don't know for sure, but...
Golly. It never happens to, like, goblins or anything. I hate goblins!
Goblins.
Oh, I don't know if you've seen, because there's a YouTube video on this, but I haven't seen all of it yet. On Saturday, in Australia, a guy swam up to a dead whale that was floating in the ocean, and they climbed on top. He was like, "I'll be cool in front of my friends. This will be awesome." Couldn't get back to the boat, though.
Sharks.
Exactly.
I heard about that. That's not very bright.
Including a great white that started circling.
Why would you want to surf?
Because it's cool, dude.
No, it's not. Surfing a dead carcass? That's disgusting.
Dude, it would be awesome. Yeah, I don't get it.
What if it's Australian? Be like, "Might be awesome, eh?" Oh,
what was that?
I don't know.
He's going around the bend, he has. Holy cow.
All right, look at this. I'm going to surf this dead carcass whale.
That's a little way
better.
Wait for the sharks.
Yeah, it takes me a couple tries at times. First time it comes out like a, you know, different Middle Eastern accent.
It's confusing because Aussie motors rev the opposite direction.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Anywho, a woman who hasn't been able to see since she was 11 years old had her sight restored, like they do in sitcoms, stumbled and hit her head on the coffee table. This one, not from Australia, but Auckland, New Zealand. Hadn't been able to see since she was a child because of a tumor pressing down on her optic nerve. At 24, she knelt down to kiss her dog and hit her head when she was leaning down to kiss the dog. Went to bed as normal. The next morning, she awoke and she could see.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Site was reported in 2000, but still telling her story to raise awareness for Blind Week in New Zealand.
So what kind of, what's her site now, I wonder? Like, I mean,
it says fully restored, so I assume 2020.
What? So before long, they're going to just start beating people upside the head with a baseball bat to see if maybe their site might come back?
Only if they work for Fox News in Santa Cruz.
Well, it makes me wonder if it was just pressure on the optic nerve, how did they not...
Relieve the pressure?
Well, yeah. What were they looking at as doctors? I mean, it's one of those freak things that unless you know exactly what you're looking for, it's hard to find it. But I just wonder, why wouldn't they try to relieve the pressure and maybe restore sight that way?
Howdy, good morning.
Yeah, when are Scott, Tom, and Chase getting back?
When are Scott, Tom, and Chase getting back? Well, thank you for the vote of confidence, partner. We appreciate that an awful lot. 84-year-old skydiver for birthday. One woman for her 81st birthday to celebrate decided she was going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. It was on her bucket list. And as for her next year's birthday plans, I don't know. I plan to live to be at least 85. Better believe I'm going to go back up and do this plus something else.
There was a lady, I think she was 100 and something, that jumped out of a plane. If I'm not mistaken, I thought there was a lady that for 100 and something birthday. But, I mean, 84, well, that's crazy.
Having done it 9 times. It's the most remarkable feeling ever in that it's two polar opposites. When you jump out of the plane, you're moving at 100 miles an hour, and it's just wind noise and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open the parachute, there's no noise. It's very peaceful, and I can only equate it to, like, being in a sailboat.
Huh.
So it's, and then stop and, oh, okay, this is very lovely.
Going through a gale storm and just gale winds, and then all of a sudden glass.
Glass? Oh.
Yeah, glass. Glass sea, you know, it's not moving.
Here's a scary for the lady that it happened to. Halloween story for you. A married Arizona woman is desperately hoping for the return of her wedding ring after accidentally passing out that little piece of jewelry. Oops. With the Halloween candy.
Oops. Oh, man.
Fell off her finger while she was carving the pumpkin that they put, which I've seen people do this. I've never understood that. You carve the pumpkin and then you put your candy in that pumpkin. Apparently that's what she did and forgot that the ring was in there. I don't know. But she ended up giving away her wedding ring to some lucky kid that came by the house.
Has she gotten? I guess she hadn't gotten
it
back.
No, she's hoping for it to come back.
Oh, good luck with that. If it hadn't come back yet, kid might have ate it.
Either of you guys wine drinkers?
Yes.
Nah, not really.
Picking the quality of wine is tough. And they've often said, you know, if you say it's a $30 bottle of wine, people will believe it even if it's a $5 bottle.
Yep.
It's very much in your head. One of the ways they say you can tell is the paper of the label.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The Savory says that a cheap label on the outside may mean inferior wine on the outside. If a producer has opted to print on noticeably cheap paper, you can be fairly certain that the corners might have been cut as well on the production of the wine.
That sort of makes sense. A nice smooth... or not smooth, not glossy, but the finer papers. I tend to find better wine than those.
Well, if you're going to go all out and make the classiest of wine, you got to have the classiest of paper.
Well, I'm thinking the cardboard's thicker than all the paper they're using, and that box holds it quite well. The block in Chicago where First Lady Michelle Obama grew up is now considered the most dangerous stretch of road in Chicago. Wow. And you would think of all the things in the world, that would be something that they would obviously work on.
Yeah, if you're going to organize any community, why
it would
not
be
your
that
own?
One, absolutely. Yeah. Open a bank account for your kid when they're 6 years old.
That's smart.
If you move your child's money out of the piggy bank and into a bank account, they learn how to make things work. Experts suggest 6 is the age, which really surprised me.
To start by?
Yeah. Okay. That you should give them their own bank account at 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
I think I had mine close to that age.
Really?
I mean, well, my parents did most of it, but they opened me up a savings account and put, you know, a little money in there. And if I got money for birthdays or things like that, put it in there. And...
See, in my estimation, especially in this day and age, the minute I do that, somebody's going to steal my daughter's identity.
Huh.
And all that money's going to be gone.
Well, it's almost like savings.
And there'll be 13 credit cards, and how do I clear that up?
Just convert it all to Bitcoin.
There you go, silver.
How is that doing? I haven't seen anything on that for a while. You know, it exploded for a while, and there's like no thread, no talk of Bitcoin at all.
I haven't either, but a lot of it was bad press, and I think it's trying to – my impression is that it's just trying to find its feet right now. You know, it was a speculative investment, if you want to even call it that. It was speculative. At best.
Sure.
And so now it's just sort of settling down. No highs, no lows means no news to report. But people are using it.
So so it's still
sure
a viable, because I haven't even heard of people talking about it. Because then initially they were talking about, you know, this would completely replace a lot of the stuff that you would find on Amazon or whatever.
It needs to mature. I mean, people need to either trust it or adopt it or use it. And that's where the first guy to actually spend any amount of Bitcoins, he bought a $10,000 pizza. He didn't mean to. I mean,
that must be a good pizza.
It was, I forget.
Because he didn't understand how the coin itself worked?
He knew exactly what it was. And he knew that for it to be a viable currency, someone would have to start spending it as currency because everyone was collecting it.
Oh, they were just hanging on to it?
Yes.
Okay.
So they were letting it, because as more and more people gathered more and more Bitcoins and they became more and more rare, the 10 or so that they had before that they got for, you know, 5-10 bucks a piece are now worth, you know, 1,000 in total.
So he bought a $10,000 pizza.
I want to say that's it.
Holy mackerel. They're,
they even have a Bitcoin pizza day. They got it.
I collect buffalo nickels.
It is 7:46. We'll check sports for you here in just a second. First, Focus on the Family, brought to you by Childs Dermatology.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Moms and dads, have you ever considered that parenting can be a lot like running a business? Well, you realize, of course, that means your children are the customers. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Thinking of our roles as parents in the context of running a business is a metaphor, I think, that can help us understand how to interact with our children in a positive way and encourage them to reach their full potential. For example, imagine a business whose slogan was, "You matter to us," but when you call, they never answer the phone. I'm sure you've gone through it. I have. Or if you ask a question, they scream at you. Talk about sending a mixed message. That's a business that won't last too long. Well, that kind of behavior is just as confusing to your children. If you say, "I love you," but you routinely break your promises or act harshly when they make a mistake, it won't take them long to doubt your sincerity. Above all, you need to be a consistent source of integrity in their lives. And that's why I rely on my boys to hold me accountable. If I slip up, I want them to feel like they can call me on it. Because no matter what, they need to know that their dad is serious about keeping his promises. If I treat them as well as a good business strives to treat its customers, my boys will know I mean every word of love and affection I express to them. And that's what really counts. For more insights to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill and how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my sleep number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your sleep number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue and College Station.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. High school football scores from Friday night. Bryan edged College Station 41-34 in overtime. Consol top Rutter 57-7. Navasota blanked Houston Wheatley 56-0. Brazos Christian ran past Legacy Christian 56-21. And St. Joe's fell to Bay Area Christian 72-16. Texas A&M football returned to Kyle Field on Saturday, looking to break out of a three-game losing streak with a win over the ULM Warhawks. After winning the starting job over suspended Kenny Hill, freshman quarterback Kyle Allen threw for 106 yards to go along with a touchdown and a pick as the Aggies squeaked by with a 21-16 victory. It wasn't pretty, but Coach Sumlin said after the game that a win, well, it's a win.
We played a lot of new faces. I think you saw a lot of freshmen, a lot of new guys, and guys who hadn't been on the field play today, substantial amount of time. And they can gain confidence from their play. And anytime you win, you always leave this building or the field feeling better. And these guys feel that way. And we got a lot of work to do. But it's a little bit easier to come back to work tomorrow with a little bit more confidence than we probably had in a month.
As for Allen's performance, Sumlin said it was something to build on going forward.
This is a great learning experience for him to be in that situation in a close football game. And having to do some things with clock management. Some of you guys saw me hollering, screaming to snap the ball. He was relaxed, and we're down to 2 or 3 seconds. You know, those are all things that you take for granted with a young guy. So there's a lot going on. And it's a great learning experience for him and for a lot of these guys, and that's what that's about.
By the way, Texas A&M freshman defensive end Miles Garrett collected 3.5 sacks on the day, giving him 11 for the season and breaking Jadeveon Clowney's SEC freshman sack record of 8 set back in 2011. The Aggs improved to 6-3 on the year. They'll get back to SEC play this Saturday when they visit third-ranked Auburn at 2:30. Broadcast for that will be right here on WTAW. And sticking with college football, this weekend shook up the AP poll a little bit. Mississippi State remains at number 1, followed by Florida State. Auburn replaces Ole Miss at number 3 after edging the Rebels 35-31. Alabama and Oregon round out the top 5. Fans, of course, will have to wait until Tuesday night to see what changes occur with the college football poll, and originally that's really the only one that counts. Number 23, Texas A&M volleyball split the past weekend on the road, falling to Alabama 3-2, but bouncing back with a 3-1 victory over Mizzou yesterday. The Maroon and White are now 15-7 overall and 7-4 in the SEC. They'll be back home this Thursday night to host LSU at 6. Aggie senior midfielder Shea Groom has been tapped SEC Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Year. While Coach G. Guerrero was named SEC Coach of the Year, Groom became the first Texas A&M soccer player to ever earn a major SEC award, and it marked the second consecutive SEC Coach of the Year honor for Guerrero. Groom, along with Bianca Brinson, Annie Kuntz, and Megan Strait, were all named All-SEC First Team, while Kelly Montague and Janae Cousineau were named to the All-SEC Second Team. The Maroon and White, which captured the SEC regular season title, will be in Orange Beach this Wednesday to take on either Georgia or Arkansas in the conference tournament. Both NFL Lone Star teams were in action yesterday. Down in Houston, the Texans were hosting the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sanchez, rolling, looking, fires, and it is caught, I believe. Yes, touchdown! Jeremy Maclin, his second of the game, and that could be the dagger that finishes
is Houston.
Mark Sanchez came on in relief of an injured Nick Foles to lead the Eagles to a 31-21 win over the Texans. Philly's Jeremy Maclin caught six passes for 158 yards and two touchdowns as the Eagles improved to 6-2. Meanwhile, Houston falls to 4-5. Up in Big D, the Dallas Cowboys were duking it out with the Arizona Cardinals.
Five-step drop for Whedon, going to throw to the right side. It's intercepted at the 35. Cromartie falls down, gets up at the 25. Near side 20 and out of bounds. They're going to rule him down by contact at the 28, but who cares? It's an interception for Cromartie, and the Cardinals take over.
With starting quarterback Tony Romo out with a back injury, the Cowboys offense sputtered as the Cardinals rolled to a 28-17 win. Backup Brandon Whedon threw for 183 yards with a touchdown and two picks as Dallas drops to 6-3 on the year. Arizona now holds the best record in football at 7-1. Tonight's game has the 5-3 Indianapolis Colts visiting the 3-4 New York Giants. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30 with broadcast over on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Jimmy Johnson took the checkered flag at Texas Motor Speedway yesterday, but that's not what everyone is talking about. Jeff Gordon and Brad Keselowski got in a post-race melee after Keselowski spun Gordon out on lap 335. Yeah, punches were thrown and lips were bloodied. After taking the last night off, the Houston Rockets are back on the court this evening visiting the Philadelphia 76ers at 6, and the Dallas Mavericks are at home taking on the Boston Celtics at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Cartel violence, attacks on Border Patrol agents, drug runners. They threaten our way of life and terrorize law-abiding Texans. Barack Obama won't secure the border, but Greg Abbott will. As governor, Greg Abbott's mission is to keep Texans safe. His plan will double the funds for the Texas Department of Public Safety for border security. Abbott will secure the border by hiring 500 more state troopers with added surveillance in the air and on water. And Greg Abbott's plan will increase funds for the Border Prosecution Unit.
Please welcome the man I am proud to call my dad, Attorney General Greg Abbott.
Together we can secure our border, keeping Texans safe from drug cartels and gangs that are importing crime to our state. I will never stop fighting. And that's why I'm asking you to elect me as your next governor.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends. And that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
A&M Carpet One Floor and Home is having the biggest sale ever.
Enjoy savings up to 50% off beautiful new carpet and take advantage of special store-wide 12-month special financing. Plus, you can save up to 30% on select hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too.
Hurry, this big sale ends November 23rd.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeiner. Check your forecast right quick. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Sunny skies today. We're looking at 77 for the high. Cloudy tonight. We'll fall off to 65. Cold front kind of slides in tomorrow, which gives us a 50% chance of rain through the day into the night to an 80% chance of rain and possibly severe thunderstorms. We'll top out tomorrow at 80 and a 60% chance of heavy rain and 64 tomorrow. Currently, we've got a 90% humidity, winds out of the east at 5, and it is 55 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.